the summer, that's when worms thrive, so I've been told. And spring, you know, it's like heading into summer. So this is the time you want to do it. The Canberra Environment Centre, they're going to be running a, I guess, a starting your own worm farm talk / workshop / project. And Gabby Ho is the events and projects coordinator at Canberra Environment Centre, joining us on the line now. Gabby, what up? How you going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Bryce.
Hey, that's all right. So look, I guess first things first, why do we need worm farms? What am I going to get out of having one in my backyard?
Well, one of the best things about having a worm farm is that you can actively reduce the output that your household makes in terms of food waste. And worm farms produce different things compared to, let's say, a regular compost system. So they produce the worm liquid, which is affectionately known as worm wee or worm juice, and then a solid known as worm castings. And they're both really, really great fertilisers for the garden.
Yeah, because I didn't know how it actually all... I know that worms somehow magically make stuff happen, so that's great to know that it is actually the excrement of the worms that's making it all happen.
Yeah, it is. And then the other part is the kind of the exoskeleton, the shell that they continually... they continually sort of replace. And that's sort of also what you get out of a worm farm.
How do they reproduce with each other? Because I'm assuming thriving also means they're, you know, multiplying and getting the gang a little bit bigger.
Yeah, they do. I'm not actually sure how they reproduce. That's a really good question for
we can find out.
Biology student, but yeah, I do know that in the summer that's when they're most active because it's nice and warm and it's a great environment for them.
Yeah, cool. Well, all right. Well, if I'm ready to have this worm farm, I want to reduce my waste. Also, can I just ask why? Because my dad has one. Why is it that he always wants to put cardboard in there? I didn't think that would be exactly a delicious meal.
It's a nice bedding for worms. They like to have some sort of like leaf litter material to sort of keep them sort of insulated and also nice and moist so they don't dry out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So this is, it's something, a worm farm, it's like, it sounds like you can just sort of chuck a lot of different stuff in there. What are we needing if we want to get one happening in the backyard?
So good one to start with is cardboard or some sort of paper, newspaper shredding or even some sort of wood shavings is a really great little worm farm bedding. And then the next thing that you're going to want to do is add some food scraps. And the best thing to do is to chop up those food scraps really finely because worms, they have tiny little mouths, so they need tiny bits of food to chew on. And the next thing is to put some sort of other cover on top. So lots of people like to use things like coconut husks or you can buy what's called a worm blanket. But otherwise, if you go to your local coffee roastery, they might be able to give you a hessian sack or a potato sack that that they're not using anymore. And they're really great covers for worm farms.
I know it says with the starting your own worm farm thing that's going on Saturday, it is also a thing that people keep as pets, worm farms. So I guess, have you seen enough evidence that would suggest that worms do indeed have personalities?
Well, they're very squirmy and they're very wriggly. So I'd say that's the main...
That's them expressing their affection.
...main personality trait that they have. They're perfect for little kids. They love picking them up. And I know this sounds a little bit mean, but lots of kids love to chop them up.
Chop them up?
I've seen that happen a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How
and
do
they
still
keep wriggling.
Oh, man. Right. Yeah. Well, hey, maybe one to don't let your kid bring their, I don't know, their chopping devices that they've got to the workshop. Far out. Well, Gabby, thank you so much for your insights, and we'll catch you on Saturday down at the workshop.
Great. Thanks, Bryce.